Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a seventh degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
My darling, I can't get enough
your love, babe.
All right, welcome in. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on this beautiful Wednesday. We got the NBA draft tomorrow. Are we finally going to get rid of a contract?
I'm going to be optimistic. Yeah, one leaves tomorrow.
Are we going to say, here's the 25th pick. Please take Evan Turner. Please free some cap space up.
I'm going Evan Turner. Yeah, his contract's gone tomorrow. I'm 3 years late on my prediction, but...
What do you mean? You thought we were going to get rid of him after year one?
Yeah, I think that was my hot take at that point where I was like, Blazer leaving at the trade deadline, Evan Turner, not realizing how terrible that was of a contract. Well, no one did at the time because 2016, summer 16, man, that will go down as a very, very famous summer in NBA free agency history.
Yeah, that sucked.
Mike Conley's contract, I mean, that was from that summer, I'm pretty sure.
16? Yeah. Well, even look at the Lakers. Lakers got out of all their deals.
Well, they actually... I think they're still paying Dang.
Well, are they?
I think it's like dead cap.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they got out of the Mozgov. They found a suitor for him. And where did he end up going?
I don't know.
Cleveland, Brooklyn,
I don't think
Charlotte,
he even cares.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe they make a move. But tomorrow's show is going to be fun. We've got Keith Smith. He does... salary cap breakdown. We've had him on several times before. He's going to join us at 1:00. And then for an hour, we're going to have Eric Gunderson.
Ooh.
He's been covering the league as a whole for like the last 4 or 5 years. He's covered Portland. He does some work now for USA Today, yeah, covering LeBron and the Lakers. But we'll have him in studio because he lives here and he knows everything about Portland anyway. And we'll just talk Blazers.
He's a sharp basketball mind too.
He's fun to talk to.
I've
yeah,
caught him a little bit during the playoffs, just you guys talking amongst each other. And yeah, that dude knows his basketball for sure. So yeah, good listen.
Yeah. So tomorrow's show is going to be loaded as well. And we have Statter Story coming up. I wanted to bring this story because this is not going to go away until we see him play. And this comes from CBS Sports. It appears that Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals' number one overall pick, their franchise guy, who reportedly stands 5'10", 1/8 of an inch tall. Not buying it.
I'm 6'3".
And Baker Mayfield, obviously, being a 6-foot guy. You got a couple short Oklahoma quarterbacks that people question. Baker had a great year. We'll see if Kyler can. Reportedly at the OTAs, Kyler was putting on a show. And one guy that he really stood out to was a former Russell Wilson teammate, guard J.R. Sweezy, who came away impressed with what he saw from Murray during their offseason program. Sweezy told ESPN.com, quote, "I see hundreds of similarities. I always say we got to see this guy really play. I think he's going to be just fine. But just to be even compared to Russell Wilson is a huge compliment. He's going to back it up. I just love that he's getting compared to him already and everything. He is going to be great." I'm on the record. I don't think he's going to end up being great. I hope I'm wrong. I love to see the kid play. He's exciting to watch play football, so I'm really looking forward to the season for that. I just feel like he's shorter than he was listed. I think he's going to run into the problem of realizing the NFL athletes are much better than college.
A little bit bigger, too.
Little bit bigger.
A little bit faster, too.
Even the crappy team you play, and they're a crappy team themselves.
It's an all-pro college team.
But even when they play the crappy teams in the NFL, it's better than any great team you face.
It's a college all-star team.
Yeah, imagine the Alabama team they lost to in the playoff, and it's going to be better than that team who housed you.
Any NFL team has the best college players over the last 10 years on their team, like from different factions. Like, it's just wild.
I also don't trust his coach, but he got compared to Russell Wilson going into the draft. That's being continued. And now J.R. Sweezy, who actually played with Russell Wilson, says, yeah, man, I actually see a lot of similarities with them.
And what is he going to say about his teammate, his rookie quarterback that people are trying to instill hope in and that he's the real deal? You know, I feel it's like the safest way to go, but show it to me, you know, like I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury either. I think all the concerns around him are justified. Obviously he didn't do really anything in college besides put up 50, 60 points a game and still lose half of those, more than half of those, at least in the Big 12. I don't think the exceptions prove the rule with Russell Wilson. Baker Mayfield had a good rookie year, but it was just 1 year. So the jury's still out on him. I'm very much on your side with this, where I don't know if Kyler's going to be as good as people want him to be because of that size. I think he's going to run into problems like Johnny Manziel did. You think you can get away from these guys, these DNs? Well, they run just as fast as you, actually, and they're bigger. And then if you get one of those 6'2", 280-pound defensive end bodies ending up on Kyler, then you have Cliff Kingsbury having to work with a backup quarterback for the first season, second, whatever happens. I'm very much in the camp that I'll believe it when I see it.
So you're not buying him either?
No. Trust me.
That was the thing going into that draft was just, okay, are they going to take that leap and take him even though they drafted Rosen? Obviously, they wanted to. They didn't care. But the idea of just like his athleticism, and he is a freak athlete, so don't kid yourself here, because remember, he was a top pick for the Oakland A's or the Portland A's. And he unfortunately chose football instead of coming here to Portland in the next 3 or 4 years to be our franchise guy. There's only so many things and so many athletes we've seen, like Mike Vick, Randall Cunningham, Steve Young.
Yeah.
These are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
You know, like Russell Wilson is a really good athlete and he's really smart at not taking big hits. But what people don't remember, his offensive line has been shaky. He has the second most hits of quarterbacks since 2011. The only guy ahead of him is Cam Newton. Cam Newton's take more, and Cam Newton does the dive. He plays the fullback position sometimes at the goal line on a 4th-and-1. He is a little bit more mobile. He's a bigger bodied guy, so he knows he can take on that physicality in those hits, whereas it's going to add up to him in his career. Russell Wilson avoids the big ones. He still gets sacked a lot, or he takes some hits, you know, under duress.
He plays
scrambling.
Smart, though. When he's, running, he slides instead of diving for those extra yards.
He does, and I think that's one of the biggest things I want to see this year once the season gets going is Kyler play that way?
Hey, baseball player. Maybe he throws in that baseball slide like Russell does.
Well, maybe he does.
Smart.
Maybe he does, Joe, but I think putting out that you think it's actually going to happen and seeing it are two completely different things. Like, we said this about Kaepernick. We've said this time and time again about RG3. You know, they just need to avoid the hits. If they avoid the hits, they'll be okay. And sometimes guys can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is a special skill trait that Russell Wilson has, is that ability to slide. Never put yourself in a position where you're taking just a mammoth shot from a free safety coming in at you 100 miles an hour. He's so great at that. And Kyler might end up being a good quarterback in this league. And obviously the athleticism is going to help him a lot, but not taking hits and avoiding those crushing blows, that's a skill set. And I don't know if he has it.
Well, and I want to know, has anything changed with the Arizona Cardinals offensive line this offseason?
No. In fact, we talked about that a week or two ago. Their offensive line is going to be one of the worst.
It was last year. And we saw Rosen, who wasn't even able to finish out the year, I think, for them. I think they, or Bradford at least, wasn't Bradford their starter at the beginning of the year? I want to say that they threw
that
Sam Bradford out there first.
Maybe
and then
it was
Rosen.
The first two or three games.
I don't think Rosen even...
It was Bradford, yeah.
And I don't think Rosen even finished the season for them because he was getting lit up. And I'm one of the guys that's just kind of getting tired of coaches or players for the team hyping up their quarterback. Like, of course they're going to do it. Monday, I think you we played the clip of the New York Jets wide receiver coach saying Sam Darnold's an effing dude with an effing arm, and he's accurate as S. And now you have Josh Rosen getting the endorsements by Sweezy. One that I saw, or Murray. But the one that I saw was
He doesn't have to say Russell Wilson. He could say, yeah, you know, he looked good.
Yeah.
But he came out and was like, yeah, I see the similarities. I get why people put him out there. He does look like him.
Well, the one that I saw that stood out to me was actually running back David Johnson coming out and making a comment, not about his quarterback, but about his former quarterback, Josh Rosen. He was on Mad Dog Sports Radio down in Sirius XM in Arizona. And he said, like I've been telling everyone, I think he's going to be one of the most dominant quarterbacks in the league. He was talking about Josh Rosen. So when I see a former teammate saying that about a guy that got shipped off, that stands out to me a little bit more than someone from someone else from the same team saying, yeah, he's going to be good. I think I see a little bit of this. And, you know, I feel like that holds a little bit more weight. A former teammate saying Josh Rosen's good and he's going to be great. Miami, they got a star. So David Johnson, I feel like saying that holds a little bit more weight than a teammate saying it about a current teammate.
Yeah. We have something that we need to get to at 2:30. It involves cable cutting and sports viewing. And this is really near and dear to me and Joe's heart.
Yes. Yes.
Me and Joe? Joe and I.
Joe and I.
Joe and I's heart. We'll talk about that. But coming up next, we've got Stat or Story. It is a Wednesday. It's 2:15. Stat or Story is next on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time, 2:15 here on The Fan. They're banning the Reddit NBA stream, which has just got a lot of people outraged. This is the future, though, of sports viewing.
NBA wants their money.
But before we get to that, we have to get to this Stat or Story. So, Swigard, what do we have on this edition?
This is a NBA draft / free agent inspired Stat or Story. So okay. This should be right up your alley.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
Your first number is 11. Mm. Is it the total number of double-digit assist games for Mike Conley Jr. in the 2018-2019 NBA season? Or is it the length in inches of a non-venomous southern black racer snake a Florida man discovered in his backpack after he arrived at his vacation rental in Hawaii, where snakes are banned and not indigenous?
Oh, my God.
That's not okay. After I just got back from Maui, and they're like super gung-ho about any agriculture and animals, and like they are crazy about that.
His teammates sucked. He got injured.
He played 70 games last year, I want to say.
Can I look at how many games he played?
He played
assists.
68.
Okay. I'm going to say stat because he averaged around like 6 assists, so I think if he had 11 double-digit ones, that would about even it out.
11-inch snake, too.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, it's,
but enough.
It's bigger than an earthworm. It's a freaking snake. I'm going to go stat as well.
Yep. He had 11 double-digit assist games last season.
I'm scared how long this snake is now.
I don't want to count how many Dame had while he tells the story.
This comes to us from the Huffington Post. So, yeah, a Florida man didn't realize he had a southern black racer snake in his backpack, made it all the way through the trip from Florida to Hawaii.
That's a long trip.
Yes. Got to his vacation rental property in Pukalani, and all of a sudden, the property owner, as they were going through stuff, realized a little snakey came out. He was a foot long, so 12 inches. He was just a baby. He's non-venomous, but they quickly notified the Department of Agriculture. They do not mess around with snakes. There are none indigenous. They do not have them there. And they're lucky because had this thing gotten free, they can grow up to 6 feet in length.
Oof.
Owning or knowingly transporting illegal pets is a felony in Hawaii, punishable by a $200,000 fine and up to 3 years in prison. The man was adamant. He did not deliberately do it, didn't know he was in his backpack. I guess those snakes are pretty common in Florida.
Like a little gardener snake for them, basically.
More or less. So, yeah. Well, a baby one, not when they can grow up to 6 feet long. So,
I forgot that part.
No word if he... the snake got transferred to Oahu, and we'll see what they decide to do.
Beheaded.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll send it back or what they will do. So
they cook it for dinner.
Yeah.
A little poo-poo.
Hawaii has no snakes at all.
There are no snakes in Hawaii.
God, I need to live in Hawaii. That's just another reason.
No, I asked my aunt while I was there. I was like, what animals do you have there? And she's like, mongoose? I don't know. Like, about it.
A lot of birds.
Yeah, obviously birds. I mean, you know, I heard plenty of those. But yeah, besides the sea animals, it's like not a lot on it. There's wild boars, you know?
Yeah.
But
they probably get killed and eaten, so that's okay.
But yeah, I saw a couple mongoose, like, running around. But yeah, they don't have a lot of any animals just roaming around. There was a guy trying to parade his parrots around for, like, photo ops. And my aunt said, she's like, that's not a thing. There are no parrots here either.
No.
15. He had 15 double-digit assist games last
year. For Dame?
Dame, yes.
Gotcha. All righty, your next number, 116. 116, is it the total number of players drafted into the NBA from the University of Kentucky, the most all-time from one school, going back to the 40s when the draft first started? Or is it the age of Giuseppina Robucci, believed to be the second oldest person on Earth who passed away earlier this week in her native Italy?
116. Wow. What's that quality of life like?
I'm going to go story. I feel like that's a lot of players that have to be drafted over what?
Going back to the 40s, that's...
Yeah, and I'm thinking about some of these Kentucky drafts where they have like 3-4 dudes in the first 15 picks, so... You know,
I mean, that's almost 80 years of draft.
Yeah, I know.
But that is a lot. I'm going to go story as well.
I'll go story. I'll stick to my guns. Yeah.
Correct. Kentucky Wildcats have sent 128 players into the draft over the years.
Still a stupid number.
Even more.
That's the most. Yep. I looked. Like, Kansas is up there. North Carolina, I think, was second, 123. Kansas had 112. UCLA had 100 and something. But
I want to look at the year DeMarcus Cousins went, because it wasn't that, like, Cousins, Terrence Jones.
There was a year they had 4 or 5 go in the first round.
John Wall. I think Bledsoe was there.
Right.
This story comes to us from the New York Daily News. A 116-year-old Italian great-grandmother who was believed to have been the Earth's second oldest citizen passing away Tuesday at the remarkable age of 116, yes. Giuseppina Robucci died in the Central East town of Poggio Imperiale. She was born there March 20th, 1903, according to the Italian news agency.
1903?
She was known as Nona Peppa by the locals.
Nona Peppa.
She attributed her long life to her faith in God, a healthy diet, a strict avoidance of booze.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of angel hair pasta.
Yes. So she was the mother of 5 children, 9 grandkids, 16 great-grandchildren. She once operated a little coffee bar with her husband. She was named the honorary mayor of the town in 2012. So, yeah.
Mamma mia, huh?
She, all time, That's she would rank 17th on the recorded list of Earth's oldest people ever to have lived.
So who's the oldest person then?
It does not give me that information.
I mean, people could text in and go biblical on me here and be like, well, Moses lived till he was 380. That's fine. But like of the recorded modern-ish era, who is the oldest person?
I'm just thinking about being born in 1903 and when your like conscious memories start. Like what's her earliest memory? Like so I remember when I was 7 in 1910 when World War I started.
The story says that Italy once held the distinction of having the world's oldest woman. Her name was Emma Moran. She was confirmed to be the final living person to have been born in the 19th century. She died in 2017 at the age of 117 years and 137 days.
That is so old.
As of June 19th, 2019, the oldest known living person is Kane Tanaka of Japan. And it's the same age as this lady you're telling us right now. 116. Gotcha.
And I'm looking at the article. Again, it attributes his love for angel hair pasta to live that long. Why don't you look at that?
First of all, she didn't.
No.
Second of all, I don't believe this crap, and I think this is the worst part, is when people do the, what's your secret?
Dr. Pepper and cigarettes.
Sake.
I did black tar, heroin, and coke every morning. I was numb to all the pain. It's just genetic lottery.
Yeah, totally.
Would you want to be 116?
I don't know. That's what I was starting at. When, at what age are you like, all right, I'm calling it?
Well, no, like it's 103? Not the age. No, it's not the age. It's the what is your physical capability?
Yeah, that is the right question.
You know, you could be 90 and you could still go walking every day. Yep, people are like, wow, look at that. There's a 90-year-old.
Do I have my wits about me and can I... still get
do,
up.
Can I do what I need to do every day?
Take care of myself.
Yeah. You want to get real dark and deep on this one? I had this conversation with the wife the other day. When people's minds go, like that's really sad. I've had that 4 or 5 times in my family where their minds go.
Yeah.
And they have no consciousness of who you are or who they are. Are they technically dead? You know, like they're still alive. But they don't know who you are. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they are. They essentially are no longer themselves.
By like death certificate laws or state laws? No, not clinically dead, but mentally,
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like, would you say, like, if I get to a point in my life where I'm an old person or, I don't know, something horrible happens and something sets in.
Yeah.
And I don't know who my wife is. I have no memory or recollection of my kids, even when I'm looking at them.
God.
I don't know my name. I don't know where I'm at. At that point, I would just tell you right now, Brandon Sprague ceases to exist.
Yeah.
I'm still there physically, but I ain't me anymore.
Legally, paperwork, everything like that, Brandon Sprague is still alive. But what is, are you really living at that point?
And that's the saddest part of it all.
I commend anybody that's been in that situation as a family dealing with that.
It's not easy.
That would be so obviously frustrating and sad and like, God, I couldn't imagine.
My cousin's dad is going through this right now. He's like a 50-some-year-old. He moved over to live with her because he's been in Vietnam, and then he also goes to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fisherman, and he suffered a stroke, and he's now living with my cousin, and she, you know, she's doing great things, but like he doesn't remember anybody.
Sheesh.
Doesn't know where he is half the time. Like, it's really sad because he's a nice guy and he's got kids and
young too.
Yeah,
that's wild.
All right, your final number: 1.5 billion. 1.5 billion. Is it the combined value of the Supermax contracts that could be offered this summer to Damian Lillard, Kemba Walker, Giannis Antetokounmpo, ooh, Anthony Davis, and Kevin Durant?
I like what you're doing here.
Or is it the expected population of India by 2027 that experts believe will make that the most populated country in the world, surpassing China?
Okay, 1.5 billion. Could you name the players one more time? Kemba, Dame, Anthony.
Kemba, Giannis, Anthony Davis, and if Kevin Durant declines his option.
I am going to go, this is a story.
I will as well.
And I'm going to pull a dirt and be wrong, but I'll say I feel like it's not quite 1.5 billion. It's close, not quite there.
Yeah, I'm going story as well because that's... what, 6 players that you just named there? Five.
And think about this.
And they're getting at least 200 mil between all of them, at least.
Well, Dame will be like 220.
Yeah.
So this, 230.
Yeah, so this is where I think.
Kim is at 220, so there's 440.
I think we'll be above that number, so I'm going to go story.
Oh.
It is a story. Dame, based on his, is only good for 191 million.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he'd be 50 more if he
signs
it
this year, yes. Yeah. So $1.13 billion for those 5 players.
I didn't dirt it.
If they all were offered the Supermax. No, India, this is according to CNN, is set to overtake China as the world's most populous country in less than a decade. By 2027, India will have nearly 1.5 billion people compared to China. China's population is expected to fall off. They're expected to shrink by 31.4 million. They are not breeding at the same rate.
Well, they're having sex with robots over there. That's a real thing, by the way.
So, yeah. But right now, China and India currently account for 37% of the entire global population of about 7.7 billion people.
You know,
that's over a third.
I have one of my longtime buddies. His parents moved from India over here, and he, you know, born and raised here.
Yeah.
He's been there twice, and he actually got the ceremonial wedding. He went over there for it. And you add him and the four other people that I know that have gone to India, I have not had one ringing endorsement for India. I heard it could be beautiful, but it could be very obviously packed. And there's some real dirty sex. I've never heard a ringing endorsement for going to India.
I think you could have a good vacation there if it was super controlled and you planned it out, like, accordingly. But from what I understand is that doesn't really happen, because you end up there and you get out on the street and it's just chaos. There's no laws insane. As far as traffic rules and everything. People are going. It's just so much stimuli around that you are just, like, overwhelmed, basically.
So, yeah. So this is interesting. So since the UN started
1.5 billion on a place that is, like,
it's a big country, but
it could get flooded
if
the oceans continue to rise. And where are those people going?
So in 1950, the global population was at 2.6 billion. By 2050, the report predicts the planet's entire population will be 9.7 billion people.
I want to say I saw the same thing. By 2100, we'll be at like 11 point something.
Will we see a cap? Do you think there's going to be something crazy in our lifetime where people try to actually legally cap kids?
Well, they do in China.
Yeah, you can only
I know, but I'm talking about like America. Like, we get to a
never
point
in
our
the
lifetime.
United States.
Never in the United States in our lifetime.
No.
Dear Bill Burr's segment about how we need to start, you know, killing off 2,000, 3,000 at a time.
Well, he believes in like plague stuff. Like, he's like,
thinning of the herd, maybe?
Yeah, cruise ships is what he says. Anybody that goes on cruise ships, that's 2,000, 3,000 people. You can just whack off the face of the planet right there.
Wow.
No evidence to clean up. They're at the bottom of the ocean, you know? And it's economy. You create more ships. People keep going on cruises.
Oh,
people build
God.
The ships, you know? So you might be onto something.
Like, if somebody wanted four kids, would they really be irate if you said you can only have two? The cap is two.
What?
Because people really love big I love big families.
Well, it would be a constitutional challenge.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so crazy.
Look at that. Let's getting into some deep stuff today. I love it.
How about we just do a purge?
No.
That'll help.
I'm not in, because I will die.
You're calling it already.
Yeah, for sure I'm gone. No chance. I have no ability with a gun. I have never shot a bow and arrow. Like, I would die so quick.
You don't need guns when your hands are lethal.
Yeah. Never been in a fight. Never been in a fight. All right, good stat or story, Jason Swigard. They're ending the Reddit streams for NBA viewing.
Sad day.
This is a real sad day. Maybe some Sarah McLachlan coming back to that rejoiner music. You know, that sad puppy music she plays.
In the arms of an angel.
Maybe we get some In the Arms of the Angel. We'll talk about that next. Well, for the first time in a while, I got the hiccups.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not good.
Not good for radio.
So if I interrupt myself with just a random silence, I'm sorry. There it is.
Well, I can always kind of map out this segment, too.
Well, God, I can't even talk. I wanted to get to this since you were in today.
Yeah.
So I got to give you credit for this. I've known about Reddit for a while. But for some reason, I just didn't trust it. It wasn't like
it looks untrustworthy.
It looks like an older-ish website, the way it's set up. And then, you know, you get all these dark videos and conversations that will go to. So I had like a generalization of Reddit, and I was just lazy. And then you told me about the Reddit NBA streams, and I had heard about them, but I didn't know too much. So you told me, I got there. I did it last year. It was great. It was League Pass, but better. And it had 500 subscribers to it, their NBA streams page on the Reddit. And it just got canceled. It just got canned, banned. There's a big hammer there now. You can't go to it anymore. And we're no longer going to be able to watch games on Reddit. This is a crushing blow.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty devastated by it because as a guy who's paid for a league pass, it sucks. The NBA app is terrible. It's garbage. The league pass situation is kind of shaky at best to me. And quite frankly, I got better picture. I got better quality, better everything watching games last year on the Reddit page than I did anything NBA League Pass has ever put together.
Yep.
So I get why they're doing this. You know, ESPN Plus, they want to do games on there. They want to really incentivize people to spend more money, and they spend a lot of money for those rights. But this sucks. This is a terrible blow for the basketball community, and I have no doubt that if this hasn't happened already, this is going to happen to every other league on Reddit too.
Yeah, so I think it first started with MMA Streams subreddit. And for those of you that don't know how Reddit works, it's a reddit.com is the website, but there are subreddits, which are the
subpages of
sub communities. You can find one for cute kittens, you can find one for porn, like you can, it's anything. And there are ones for NBA streams, NFL streams, MLB streams, MMA streams. So NBA was the last domino to fall. But fear not, Brandon Sreg, because in the comments there were a few users in there saying, I got a website.
And you found it.
Yeah,
I think you texted it to me.
Yeah, I messaged one of the guys. I was like, yo, I need this. What's the link? I'm going to need it for this next season.
Don't say it on the air.
Right, I'm not going to. And so I got that. So I think we could be good there. Obviously, we'll see come regular season. But then this also reminded me of a story that I heard about with La Liga, which is the Spain Professional Soccer League. So they have an app, just like everything nowadays has an app. So the La Liga app was actually using the microphone on people's phones to listen in on conversations and figure out what bars in the area of like Barcelona, Spain, wherever, were illegally streaming the games at the bars. And then they would go and, you know, try and sue them, get the licenses taken down, their broadcast licenses, and say that they're doing this illegally. But La Liga sued 600 bars in March for pirating soccer games. They're now getting fined like however many euros because they used the microphone in people's phones.
Yeah, I mean, an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, so they're obviously trying their hardest to crack down, going way, way above and beyond what is legal to do. But
I've held my breath. This is not, nothing works to get rid of hiccups.
They were fined 250,000 euros by the Spanish Data Protection Agency for improperly notifying users that it was using their microphone. So it's the whole thing. People might see it where it's like, this app wants access to pictures, and this app wants access to contacts, wants access to your phone calls, wants access to your microphone.
But see, I think it's ridiculous that their Reddit streams are better. Like, the NBA, I get it. You want to crack down on this? ESPN's pissed. I understand it. By the way, 500,000 subscribers. So do the math on that. For people that want to knock ratings and whatnot, 200,000-300,000 people could be watching NBA games on a nightly basis. That's how big it was.
Yeah.
And I think that's the direction the future is anyway. And I get why these leagues and companies like ESPN get mad. You know what they could do, though? They could learn from them.
Yeah.
Because it is, if I'm the league today, this is embarrassing that the Reddit streams were substantially better than your league pass. And for guys like us, like, I don't have cable. I have PlayStation View because they have certain channels that I want. It's the same thing as cable, and it's substantially less. Like, my cable bill per month or what I'm spending to watch TV, and I know a lot of people don't even get even PlayStation View, they'll just pirate everything. But I wanted to be able to trust it. I'm not the most tech savvy guy out there, so I went with it, and it's already saving me over $100 a month. So this sucked. This really upset me, actually, that that they got rid of this, and now I don't know what my alternative is. I'm going to end up having to pay for League Pass, I feel like, and it's way overpriced. You know, I get you giving me access to every game, but man. It's not like I get to watch 15 games a night. It's like I get to watch one, flip through a couple others, really. So it's giving me three. It's just, it's a bit much.
They need to go like a la carte with NBA. They need to just have some sort of NBA.com/live games. You can choose what game you want to watch, pick it up in whatever quarter, pay a certain amount just for that game, or packages, you know, where it's 10 games for this month. You know, they've got to figure it out. And when MLB has the best streaming option of all the major sports leagues, like, let's face it, the MLB at bat, and you can pay, what is it, $130, I believe, per year, and it gives you every single game.
I think this year it was $139.
Yeah, $140. It gives you 162 games of every team, obviously, that's, except the Mariners, the blackouts.
That's baseball's
and stuff.
Extra innings package?
Yeah.
It's 100 and what?
Well, it's through that, their app. Not if you go through extra innings through your TV provider, it's
that
more.
That costs more.
But the one for your phone.
Can you watch it on your laptop?
Yep.
Yeah, you can watch it on your laptop. You can Chromecast it to your TV.
See, that's, I don't like Chromecasting. I only need the laptop. If I get the laptop, that's a, I don't know, 10-inch screen. Green or whatever it is, and I'm good with that. I can just sit in my bed. I can have on the couch.
I'm going through the conundrum right now. My TV just went out on me, the backlight, and so now I'm right there with you where I'm like, do I go and fork over $300 for a new
hell
TV?
Yeah, you still go get a TV. If you can afford it, go get a TV, because it's still nice to have a 50-inch for different reasons. God, I'm so sorry. I hate doing this. I've held my breath, too, and it's not working.
You've been adamant. Someone needs to scare you or something like that.
I've done everything, and I don't think I've ever had one.
Do the next segment that upside down.
No,
like hang upside down and have them. Yeah, that would be some interesting radio right now.
All right. We'll read some thoughts on this. Are you a cable cutter? If you're not, why aren't you? And if you are, do you have any regrets of not having your cable? Dirt will never get rid of his cable. Jason Swigard will probably never get rid of his cable.
If I could afford it, at the disposable income, I probably would. Channel surfing, you know, trying to.
You'd get cable?
Yeah. I miss the channel surfing and being able to just put something on and walk
away. One thing. If you can get all the major sports stations, but there's not one of the the streaming providers that has both NBC Sports Northwest and the Pac-12 network.
100% disagree with you. We'll talk about that next on The Fan. How about this one? I actually really like this. I couldn't do it, but I got a lot of respect for this one. By the way, I just chugged water and... still hiccuping.
I say for these last like 10 minutes, we just try the different things on the Better You Today text line.
Well, one of them I can't, and that's eating a spoon of peanut butter. This listener says, the Better You Today text line, don't watch cable. For my sports, I'm strictly radio now.
Wow.
Announcers are better, and for myself, way more likable. So, like, how do you... I guess all the stations here in Portland probably have all the play-by-play that you could possibly need, right? Yeah. Monday Night Football, NCAA tournament,
someone
games,
does it.
Mariners stuff, Blazers stuff,
right?
Ducks, obviously, here on The Fan.
Well, yeah, you get people that go to the games and then have their headphones on listening to the radio call.
Well, you know, my thing is, because I've talked to Dirt about this, and he says, until I know it's perfect, I'm never going to give up cable. And then because he used a streaming thing one time in Mexico and it froze, he's now convinced even more that streaming sucks.
He's trying to pull up like Giants versus Padres when they're both 20 games below 500 and no one actually cares about.
Yeah. By the way, Cody, I do feel like Doris Roberts from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when she's drunk, hiccuping, looking at the lights not working. But Swag, you're also a guy that will never give up cable. I just don't understand.
I want to.
You want to give it up?
I do.
The cable companies are stupid expensive.
I hear what Dirt is saying, and I think that it's what Swag might be on.
And so, but I've looked at everything, all the major ones at least. Hulu, Sling, Sony View is probably the closest, but they don't have the Pac-12 network.
Now I'll tell you,
I want it all in one thing. I don't want to have to get three different damn subscriptions to get everything that I want.
Sure.
That's the big thing for me.
Sure. See, I did the Sling a little bit during football season at the bare minimum because they had the Pac-12, and I still did my PlayStation View because they don't have the Pac-12. But here's where my overall conclusion was. I don't care about having the Pac-12 channel. Like, Oregon State is probably the leader of the teams in the conference that plays on that channel the most, because most of their games aren't good because they're not good. If I need to go watch an Oregon State game, I'll go to a bar. But if they're playing Arkansas Central and I'm not there and it's only on the Pac-12 network, I just won't watch it because, quite frankly, I can look at that game, see the final, and get the box score and know what happened, basically. So there are just the Pac-12 network to me does not get in the way enough for me to not have something like that.
Even for college, see, for me, it's college hoops because I use it a lot for potential UP opponents who are playing other Pac-12 schools in the non-conference.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that stuff I can get a game and start putting names with.
Yeah, but see, even the Pac-12, and this is going to kind of out a little bit, you can watch Pac-12 on Reddit. They have a college hoop stream.
Yeah.
I watched like 3 or 4 Oregon State basketball games this year on that.
Let's be honest, though, like college hoops. Who cares?
Well, I don't care.
But he's
about
got the cable.
Teams.
Yeah, he's got cable, so he's doing good. It for work.
Yeah, mine's a little more unique.
I don't know how many people are clamoring to stream the college basketball
games
on Reddit.
But people get intimidated by the streaming thing too, and I get it. Like you have options, and you're like, does this work?
Yeah, you've got to make sure you're
cross your T's, dot your I's.
Well, no, your internet, whatever internet service you're being provided is up to speed.
Yeah,
because I was watching the Dodgers and Giants on MLB at bat. Last night, and towards the end, it just kept
buffering. Crapped out. Yeah,
and I was like, yeah. So it does get frustrating, but the tricky part is yeah, you don't know if it's the app, if it's your phone, if it's your internet service. That's the more difficult part where the cable just works.
It's the same feel I get telling family members what my job is and having them still to this day go, so like, what's your job now? Well, it's the same thing.
You still doing that radio thing?
Oh, that's still like a thing? Yeah. You mean the job that helps pay for my mortgage? Yeah, that is indeed a thing. It's the same thing when I explain to those people about streaming. Yeah, Hulu has it. I don't want Hulu. I already have Netflix. No. Hulu Live. I already have Netflix.
So you're not.
No, it's.
All right, I'm done.
It's not the same thing. Or. I have PlayStation View, so I told my dad, hey, PlayStation View is pretty good. They're really affordable. You'll save a lot of money a month. PlayStation. I don't want to go buy a game console. No, I don't have a PlayStation. So how do you use it? Oh, my God.
People are just trying to find ways to not do it.
Yeah, I just think it's, well, you know, it could be what Swigart's situation is, or it could just be laziness. I don't know. I don't know what other people's reasons are, but this is just going to be a reality. And I don't know if it's going to be in 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years. It's going to feel weird for people to go, yeah, I got cable.
Yeah, I wish I had cable because, like Swag's saying, it's almost the most foolproof method. It is what it is. It's been established. And while streaming is great because I get so much for free, it's sometimes janky and leads to frustration and missing a play, missing action. I'm like dirt. Until they have it down across like all sports, then I'm fully on board with it. But if I could afford it, I'd jump back on cable. That's that tax write-off, baby. You're not paying.
You can't do that anymore.
Okay, never mind. Go streaming. Forget everything I said about
cable. I actually found that out last year.
Filing taxes.
They were like, you can't write it off anymore for your job. And I said, what? Glad I don't have it even more.
Go streaming,
my
baby.
My bill at one point was $220 a month.
That's, yeah, no.
$220?
Hey, but you do get a free home phone. You get free home phone service, Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, sure.
That's the perk.
All right, well, thanks for filling in and hanging out today.
Yeah. Catch you at the Hillsboro Hops ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you and Swag both working for the Hops this year. Joe's going to be on the ones and twos being the DJ, and Swag's going to be the announcer.
The 1080 takeover at Hillsboro Hops Stadium.
Thanks to P1 Scott, I'll be at the game on July 6th. I'll come say hi. I'll put in a request. I'll tell him to introduce me to everybody else. It'll be a good day. All right, we got an NBA draft tomorrow. Keith Smith at 1 o'clock. Eric Gunderson in studio for an hour. Will the Blazers do anything? We'll talk about it tomorrow at noon. Primetime coming up next. You've been listening to Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.